track 10. And now we come to the last news stories. This year, the Cristo and District Agricultural and Horticultural Society have much to celebrate as they prepare to stage the popular one-day event for the village. And 2025 heralds a special milestone for Saturday, the 16th of August, show as it marks 100 years since the first show in 1925. With a foundation firmly rooted in agriculture, the show continues to celebrate the variety and culture of country living. Such a long heritage is testimony to the many individuals who have given their time voluntarily to keep the ethos of the show alive and well throughout the years. Staging a show like this takes a huge amount of effort and commitment from the whole committee and the wider community, said Jan Dean, the show's secretary. In celebration, the committee were delighted to invite Cristo and District Horticultural and Agricultural Society President Tom Archer to officially open the show. Tom, who has farmed in the village all his working life, is chairman of Cristo Parish Council and agricultural secretary of the show committee. He has a long association with the village through many generations. A painted glass with armorial bearings in a property in Cristo are presumed to be those of the Archer family dating back to the 12th century. While the full programme of events begins at 9 a.m. with the horse showing classes, Tom will officially open the show at 1:30 p.m. to set the runners off for the cross-country event. Providing the foot-tapping musical entertainment again this year are Bob King and his jazz band and the popular Wayward Pines. A key aspect of the show is its commitment to supporting local charities, with many donations made to the region's deserving charities each year. This year, the official charity is Marie Curie, who will have a stand at the show.
Dartmoor legends remembered in book. Dartmoor guide Emma Kunis has produced a new book retelling some of the moor's most famous folk tales and interpreting what they mean today. Emma is the granddaughter of Eric Hemery, author of A High Dartmoor, Land and People, 1982, one of the most celebrated books on Dartmoor, which is often referred to as Dartmoor's Bible. Now Emma has followed in her grandfather's footsteps by publishing a book, Dartmoor Myths and Legends, Exploring Origins and Inspirations, in which she takes old legends, including Kitty Jay, Old Crocken, and the Hairy Hands, and delves into their roots and relevance. It is illustrated by artist Gina Hemery, her aunt. Emma said, "Folk tales engage our imaginations, inviting us out of the mundane and into a world of timelessness, magic, and archetypes. They can help to remind us humans of our necessary reciprocal relationship with the world. They are also some of the oldest and most effective ways to communicate and teach us about everything from sources of food, water and shelter to dangers and threats to avoid." For some years, Emma has worked as a guide on Dartmoor after leaving an international corporate job in London 11 years ago due to ill health. Coming back to her roots has been an enormously positive experience. She explained, "My maternal family has lived on and around Dartmoor for generations." Emma wrote the book after guests on her guided walks suggested she record the stories she often tells while out leading hikes and nature connection experiences to locals and visitors to Dartmoor. She said, "Initially, the book was just going to be a retelling of the myths and legends that I'd grown up with. But my first degree was in history, and as a Dartmoor guide, I couldn't resist researching more deeply and interweaving themes of archaeology, geology, flora, fauna, ponies, and more. My hope is that readers will both enjoy the book as well as learn and care more deeply about Dartmoor, its land and its people.
The mystery of a decaying flesh smell which has been hanging over Exminster for days may have been solved. Environmental health officers were called in to investigate following complaints of the terrible stench, which was said to be unbearable throughout the village. Now, local farmer Jerry Sanders Carr has come forward to say it may be a result of spreading organic matter onto his land. He apologised to residents, saying, "Due to the wind direction, I fear it's coming from the farm where we're currently spreading organic manures and compost. The smell will dissipate once the spreading process is complete, and we will also be incorporating this manure into the soil in the coming days." The compost is from green waste collected by the council in the Exeter area. Mr. Sanders Carr said there would be further applications of the same material later in the year. He said the product has been used for many years on farms. It was unfortunate that today the wind direction did not help. "I have just finished incorporating most of the product into the ground, and the smell will be mostly dissipating by now."
The committee of Tynmouth Regatta has thanked all its supporters after a successful week of events. This year's Tynmouth Regatta began on Sunday, the 3rd of August, with a family fun run, and events throughout the week included the popular Floaty McFloaty race, dinghy rowing raft races, and a crab catching competition, as well as land-based activities such as a family treasure hunt, dog show, sports day, pavement art, and a sandcastle competition. "Our aim is always to keep our events free for children to enter, and we couldn't do this without the many local businesses, friends, colleagues, and those of you who buy our raffle tickets," said a spokesman from Tynmouth Regatta Committee. And the articles are surrounded by photographs. There's the junior raft race competition, and they're safely making it back to land. There's some more children looking quite hot, participating in a sack race. And the pavement along the esplanade has been brightened up by the children's art.
Talented snappers capture Dartmoor beauty. Creative snappers who work on Dartmoor will have their stunning images in next year's National Park calendar. Staff of Dartmoor National Park Authority have been focusing in on what inspires them in the moorland landscape for the 2026 calendar, which will be for sale later this year. And visitors to Princetown can also get a sneak peek at the images selected at a special exhibition which is on now and into the autumn. Places captured by the lens include a snowy scene at Two Bridges, a stunning cloud inversion over King's Tor, and a dazzling display of the Aurora Borealis at Houndtor. The exhibition is free until Friday, October the 31st at Dartmoor National Park Visitor Centre in Princetown during normal opening hours. Each photo has been taken by someone who works for Dartmoor National Park Authority and illustrates how they're inspired by Dartmoor's special places and want to share their love of the landscape. The official Dartmoor National Park calendars are at Princetown, Postbridge and Haytor Visitor Centres.